I think it's fair to say that if I had not got permission to interview those rapists, I may not have made the film. Because we all know how, you know, we're inured to these reports of horrific rapes. They happen the world over. We hear about them every single day. If we inquire, if we get the Google alert or, you know, bother to find out. So to just bemoan the fact that women are treated this way is not enough. If I'd made a film that simply had the loss of her at its heart and just focused on the parents and finding out about what we've lost in this extraordinary life that was taken from us, yes, it would have been another, you know, bemoaning, mournful film about how dire the state of women and girls across the world is. Okay, and this would have been a case in example. But we have to move on from that. It's two millennia now that we've had patriarchal societies with men making the decisions for us and leading the world into the biggest kind of moral crisis I can imagine. How much further than you can you go than beheading people? That's the moral crisis we live in. It's not just about gender inequality, right? And so, you know, until and unless we move this on and get women involved in the decision-making in the world and give them the true respect and rights and justice they deserve, what's the point of just bemoaning yet another horrific, brutal act against women? So the point here was to understand these men, to try and get to the root cause. And if you don't interview these men, if you don't listen to them, if you don't go with your 150 questions as I did, you know, and find out what actually ticks in their mind, what do they think a man is, what do they think a good girl is, who were the significant women in their lives, and, you know, to learn from them what it is that enables them to do this to a young girl, gang rape her and pull her intestines out of her body. So it was a complete imperative for me. I wouldn't actually have made the film if I hadn't been allowed to talk to those rapists. The point of us not facing this, we've got to look it in the face, we've got to understand. And the insights I got are invaluable. It's gender inequality. It's the mindset of being brought up to think that a girl is of lesser value than you. We may as well give them a rapist's manual when they turn 11 or 12.